But yeah, that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're recording us now. We have to
Oh,
behave.
uh-oh, okay. Punch the okay button there. Oh, so is it as chilly at home as it is over here in Montpelier? Yeah.
Terrible. You guys in the room, we can't, we're, it's on mute.
There we go. Can you, oh. Can you hear me now?
Can you
I
hear
can
me?
hear you and see you. Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Fifty-nine.
We still need one more for a format, don't we?
Two, three, four, five. There's five.
Oh,
No, we have
okay.
five.
Who else was on the line? Marty and Cynthia and
Hope, I think. Hope, it looks like Hope.
Yeah,
Who's
who's on the
Hope?
line?
Marty, us, ice green, and then Marty,
Yeah.
Cynthia, Hope.
Actually,
Okay.
there we go.
Where's your pickle pizza? I see sandwiches instead.
We're getting pizza out.
Oh.
Okay,
6 o'clock.
all right, call the meeting to order. Before we get started, I just want to thank you all for your attendance. With the upcoming changes to the bylaws, the executive committee effectively manages and runs NVDA, and the board gets advised of decisions. So getting a quorum when we have these executive committee meetings is really critical to keeping everything moving and on track. So, thank you very much. Any updates to the agenda?
We wanted to add just a quick update about, we just do it under other business. Other business? Yep. Okay. So, and just an update about the annual meeting.
Oh, good. Approve the April 24th minutes. I assume everybody's had a chance to look at them. Are there any questions? I have a motion to approve.
So move.
So move.
Second.
This
Okay.
open mic.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any dissent? Thank you.
We've got plenty of people now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Approve the March 25th unaudited financial reports. Again, I think everybody has seen those. I have the April reports that came out today with me, and we're 83% of through the year, and we're at 92% of revenue and 72% of expense. So that's the kind of things, that's kind of information treasurers like to report.
Right.
And March looked good too. So, motion to approve the March 2025 unaudited financial reports.
So
So
moved,
moved.
subject to audit.
Second.
It was
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any dissent?
Aye.
Thank you. Budget draft and discussion. Judy's been looking forward to this since it's her last.
Well, as usual, this is a budget that's moving and changing every time that I'm looking at it these days. Trying to figure out what funding we're going to have, what's going to come in this next year, what will be coming in but maybe not spent all next year, it will be in future years.
Wow.
That's where I'm sort of at right at the moment. I will be maybe tweaking this a bit. I will be working with Doug on the transportation budget. We may have to do an amendment under his current contract, and make sure that we have enough in the, of course, his contract actually goes is on a federal fiscal year. So on the budget, I have 3 months of his current contract and 9 months of his contract to come next year.
Rejected.
Yep. So that's kind of a moving target at this point. It looks like at this point that things look pretty good. The Carter Building was one little concern that we have because I think there's some maintenance due, and I've got to do an adjustment on one of the tenants. It's actually the Department of Corrections. Rent is actually a little bit less than what we had put in the budget, and I haven't adjusted that yet. So,
Are there any questions for Judy?
well, I just noticed that obviously we're counting on a lot of federal funds coming in, and the first question is, do we know how secure those are? They're up 33% from what we had the year before, according to your projections. Do we know how secure that funding is? Is there a hint of some of it not being available?
A majority of that is actually, Dave can go into this more, and I don't know if it's in his report, but he was successful again on the another brownfield application.
I saw that, yeah.
So that's going to be coming in this next fiscal year, as well as more money going activity in the brownfield revolving loan fund, which didn't happen in this fiscal year, although it might still before the end of June, but
No, we'll get an application in, but we won't have it up or spent yet.
right. So again, that's going to happen this next fiscal year for MBDA.
Okay. All right.
And then, Marty, the EDA built-to-scale grant that McLean had secured for us, we understand that that's open and active again now. So we just had a new project officer assigned to us, and we're going to
Okay.
be moving that. So that's still secure.
Okay,
Yep.
good, good, good.
One uncertainty that we had in the budget was Vermont Emergency Management was notified they're going to get some of their FEMA funds reduced, which is going to be in turn passed down to the regional planning commissions, but we're not sure what that looks like at all yet.
Okay, all right, okay.
Is the state legislature doing anything on that? I don't know. I know it's,
No.
Yeah, because in the budget this year, I only included, because again, that's a federal program, so that will go through September 30th. I've put funds in for our current contract, but I did not put not I just put no estimate in for a new contract. So that may be actually if you get one, that will be an increase in the funding there.
Okay. I on the expenses, I noticed that there was a comment that we're having fewer employees. Do we anticipate rounding out that during the course of the year, perhaps, or can we do our work with the number of employees you expect to budget for?
I think we've always had room to add one more planner, but the hesitancy was how secure our funding, which is what we're talking about now. You hate to
Yeah.
bring somebody on then cut them, let them go.
I
So
understand that. Yeah.
that's kind of where we're at.
Okay.
And do you feel thinking about the funding for this year and past years, obviously the future is going to be different, but is there capacity to be adding employees and would it be a planner or would it be something else? I was thinking more along the opportunity to do some strategic planning next year and really, getting some insight from some of the communities we serve to try to engage them a little bit more on needs, et cetera. But I don't know if there would be funds to do some of that work.
I believe there actually would be, and that's a really good idea. It kind of follows on the peer review work that we did statewide with our communities, and some people had talked about capacity and asking us to do things that maybe we haven't done before, like shared services, things like that. So,
And in the budget, there is a position, a position for one new planner is in this budget.
right, I saw that. Yeah.
So
Okay.
there'd be some flex for that. I was wondering about the work that CURV is doing with flood resiliency or, emergency planning. And are we coordinating NVDA's efforts with that work? Or, it seems like it's happening in silos, but I may not
understand all of it, and I don't know where the nexus is for those organizations.
I know that the work that Curve did was more working with individuals, and our work in emergency management is more with public entities like municipalities
So
and emergency service departments.
I know they're planning, I've got a call in with Megan Whalen, but they're planning on doing a tour where they'll go out and try to work on community or municipal, well, probably multiple communities at a time, doing some emergency preparedness. So I think their focus is might be shifting. We might want to make sure that we engage NVDA to try to have some coordination versus duplication.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. And I know that Bruce Melendi has been, he was coordinating with Curve throughout their efforts at the flood recovery work, and then they were aware of what he was doing too. So
Okay.
we kind of stayed in our lane, so to speak, not jumping down to individual assistance, which would have been very time consuming for us. Yeah.
Now I think they're trying to lift up communities to get them to be more responsive, like Hardwick has been on that project that I worked on, where they've really done on the ground up work in Hardwick that's been, I think, will be quite impactful and a great example of what a rural community or communities could be doing.
Okay. Yep. Something we need to pay attention to then.
Yeah, I'll try to keep you in the loop as I have conversations with Curve.
Any other discussion on the budget?
No, it looks, tighter than we've had it before, but still it's reasonable. And I know Judy will be tweaking things as she learns more. I presume the final budget in June will be slightly different than this. I hope not too dramatically different, but we'll see.
Right. I don't believe it to be drastically different. It will probably just depend on if I get more information on the brownfields, if
Okay.
it's going to be a change, either more or less than what I've had budgeted currently. But I would assume that would be the biggest player at this.
Okay.
We have another executive committee meeting before.
No, not before the full board. Okay. This is
The only
no.
question, oh, sorry. The only question I had, and Marty, thanks for addressing that, was around the federal dollars. So, recognizing that already that we have the brownfield in place, the funding there, and that's great. I'm ready to approve.
Do we have any concerns with any of our current borrowers as far as potential losses next year? I know we have a bad debt expense, but do we have enough allocated for that? Or
Yes.
is there any concern there?
Judy's nodding her head.
I don't have any concern on it,
Okay.
because we have put a lot of money into the reserve for bad debts. So I think there's sufficient there.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, nobody's reached out asking to modify the terms of their agreement, so
Okay, good.
everybody's current and everything's good. So entertain a motion to approve this budget for presentation at the annual meeting.
June
At
meeting.
the June meeting coming
Is
up.
it finalized to, is it time to approve it, or we need to wait for a final budget?
It's not going to be finalized for a little while because I'm still going to have to work on it. So it's going to be tweaked.
Do you anticipate any material differences?
Not major ones,
Yeah.
but there may be some minor ones.
I actually think the full board still needs to approve the bylaw changes, which would then give the executive committee the approval to approve the budget. So until then, we're still operating as we have in past years. We're
Yes.
recommending to the full board for approval.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would recommend that we assume this particular budget we're looking at is 90% final, and that we approve this. And if Judy has any dramatic changes before June, whatever it is, we get together again, she will let us know.
Yes.
And other than that, I would suggest that it be present whatever its final form is. be presented to the full board in the end of June.
Do you want to put a percentage on it, say if it changes over 10%?
Yeah, well, is that reasonable, Judy? I
Well,
would think.
that would be a major change dollar wise.
True.
Yeah,
You're right.
would be.
Okay. So if there's no change more than 10%, then we will approve this budget, assuming it has a tolerance of 10%. Let's put it that way. And then the full board will act on it in late June.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, if expenses go up 10% and revenues go down 10%, is that what we want?
No, it's
No,
a
I'm looking at
change
the
in the bottom
balance.
number.
Okay.
Change in the amount of the budget.
If it makes sense, Judy could actually send it out to us just for an email vote too, once it's complete, if that's
Yeah.
better for all of us. But
Works for me.
And we're voting to move it forward to the full board. We're not voting to approve the budget. Is that my understanding?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we're going to let Judy go ahead and work on it. When she's at the final point, we'll do an email vote, and present it to at the next meeting.
That's fine.
Excellent. Policy and bylaws updates. David.
So everyone, we had talked about the changes to the bylaws at the last executive committee meeting, and then the suggestion was to run it by our attorney, who is Jamie Murphy of St. Johnsbury, for his review and comment. And so Jennifer sent that out to Jamie, and he did re review and replied back that he thought everything looked okay. So
Cool.
he understood that the goal was to move the authority for much of the operations to the executive committee versus the full board.
And the director's update.
I think everybody has seen the copy of the director's update, and I'll just briefly go through that. Brownfields, it was mentioned that we did get a $1.2 million new assessment grant, which was very surprising. Vermont actually did as a state very well, compared to, I think, in past years. So it looks like both administrations, Republican and Democrat, like the Brownfields program. So
Good. Good job.
We continue working on the regional plan with SE Group, and have a number, couple of staff now, adding to the outline that SE Group helped develop with Allison. And the big thing we're doing is the future land use mapping. So weekly, the staff have been meeting, all the planning staff have been meeting, talking about the future land use map work and compliance with Act 181. The staff have been aggressively scheduling meetings in person with the towns. So through June and May and June, they have 17 in-person meetings with either the Planning Commission, or the Select Board, depending on where that authority rests within the communities. So, and the feedback's been positive. Mark, I don't know if you want to chime in. I think they were in Newark, fairly recently.
Yeah, I think it was last week. Well, it's interesting. I haven't looked. I watched the first webinar. I haven't watched the second one. It's not clear to me how much impact this is going to have on little towns like Newark. We did have one discussion about, is it required that every town have either at least one village center or hamlet? And it seems like it is necessary. And my questions to Kat, who met with us, were really around the process. Is there a public process? What is the so the NVDA is going to present some material to the Land Use Review Board, and they're going to do something with it. Does anybody understand what they're going to do and how they're going to do it? And it seems that the answer is no.
All I can say is that I know that all the regional planning commissions were given the same mapping guidelines, so that we're trying to achieve consistency statewide. And we're meeting with towns to show them what these guidelines have yielded for each particular town. And then the towns can offer local input for consideration as well. I don't think there's any requirement in the end that the local map has to agree with whatever the regional map is. Some towns want to be more restrictive in what they're calling certain areas, like conservation versus general. So that's something that towns can do. And as far as the Land Use Review Board, they've not yet looked at anybody's updated maps or regional plan in their entirety yet. I think Northwest Region is going to have theirs to the Land Use Review Board sometime in June, so they would be the first. And then we'll have a better sense of how that process works for us, I think, going forward.
Well, my, you know, I think it was a positive experience, so I would add positive comments.
Thank you for being positive.
We all need that.
Right. Just to chime in about Craftsbury, again, we're still going through the planning process or the readoption of our town plan. And so Allison's brought forth to us the future land use map specifically for Craftsbury based on the parameters given to the for MVDA, the regional planning commissions. And one kind of a stumbling point that several folks in our commission has, we never referred to hamlets before in our town, so we got stuck on that. Some folks got really stuck on what's a hamlet, and so that was one of the only major issues or concerns. But otherwise, for Craftsbury, where we have no zoning, no subdivision regulations, we are fine with the land use, the future land use map. It doesn't feel very different to us, but when I'm seeing the benefit of us, the Planning Commission in Craftsbury, in reviewing our own land use, future land use map, again, as a reflection of the Regional Planning Commission land use map, future land use map, it's we're comfortable with it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the hamlet was the use of hamlets as a term was kind of uncomfortable with our staff as well because if we're, I don't think we're Old England or anything, any place like that.
Right. And yeah, so we decided all of a sudden we thought, oh, well, there are a variety of different hamlets where, you know, where there was an old schoolhouse, which is what I understood you need to have a schoolhouse and a certain number of residents in the area or whatever. So we had fun with it once we understood it.
I was visiting the Adirondacks last fall, and a lot of the small towns through there are called hamlets, we noticed.
Okay. All right. So continuing on with the update, there's still some flood resiliency work that we're wrapping up in Hardwick. And then we just helped Orleans Village with a hazard mitigation grant application to floodproof their municipal wastewater system. And I think we're working with Glover on their town office building as well, currently. Carter Finnegan continues working with all of our towns that had the municipal energy resiliency funding. So that's implementing the recommendations of the audits that were conducted for all the buildings in our region. There's an update on some industrial park activities in our region. The daycare facility, as I mentioned in a previous month, is expanding. The repair garage, which is owned by Fenoff's and leased to the state of Vermont for truck vehicle repairs, is being expanded. I saw the permit for that. And then we have Ruggles Engineering updating our stormwater permit for the entire park. That's an annual event. And then the former building that was owned by the St. Jay Development Fund, which was purchased by BHS Composites, but the business pulled back up into Sherbrooke and now the building's for sale. So we're trying to actively find a new tenant for that sizable building. So
Where is that, Dave?
it's in the St. Johnsbury side of the St. Jay Linden Industrial Park.
But do we own that building? Doesn't BHS own that building?
BHS bought it and they had an op purchase option with the St. Jay Development Fund. And
Oh.
I had told the development fund if they didn't exercise the option, that NVDA would have tried to buy it. So they got a really good price. They got it for a really good price.
Okay.
Transportation work, Doug and Some interns are getting ready to start their field work in communities and also on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail for a state project. One new item on this update is the regional priority project list. And Annie McLean and myself did a lot of work collecting information from local projects that are trying to get onto these now required lists that help guide state agency funding in across Vermont. So this is, I think, our third year of having to do the list. We get funding from the Agency of Commerce to do that. And then if you're on the list and score within the top 10, then you get some extra points on any funding applications you put forth. So, and the state uses it for their review of the Northern Border Regional Commission applications. They've now expanded it to use for the CDBG applications.
Oh.
And they're also using it for the state brownfield funding decisions. So. And the last thing is workforce development. So the Trump administration ended all funding for any AmeriCorps program that was out there. So I talked with the Northwoods Stewardship Center, which is a nonprofit education and conservation organization that works throughout our region and much of Vermont. And they had five AmeriCorps members that needed to continue for the final 3 months of their year-long contract. So we agreed to pick up the balance of their funding for that. So they're not going to have to quit early and go home.
How much was that, Dave?
$40,000. And that's all I had, and those are our questions.
Have you had any other requests to pick up any funding for AmeriCorps workers, or did they come to you on that one, or?
Yeah, they should. Actually, I talked with Green Mountain Farm to School. They do a lot of work in the schools throughout Orleans and Essex County, and we're going to probably help them with their AmeriCorps people as well. They have four in the same
Good.
situation as Northwoods did.
Fairbanks had lost several as well. They've gone with just a fundraising campaign to their, standard group of donors, but they were affected as well. I think they lost five people.
I can reach out to Adam Kane and
Yeah,
check with
see
him.
if
Okay, they
there's
did that.
something. Yeah.
And
Where does
hopefully,
that funding come from to support that, Dave? Like what bucket do you take that out of?
I think we're going to have a sizable amount of carry forward funds from our FY25 base funding for the Regional Planning Commission. So we're calling it workforce development, which is an eligible use, and that's how we're going to do it. It's just for that 3 month period. So,
Good.
Okay.
and hope if you know somebody as well, send them our way.
No, I was thinking about Green Mountain Farm to School. Thank you. Yeah.
I would add to Dave's comments about flood resiliency that Allison Lowe on the NVDA staff has been very involved and very, very helpful to Linden in terms of getting some two new grant applications that we've been working on for several months now. And she has been very involved in that, and we certainly appreciate that help.
And Marty, I know that we had offered $5,000 already to SLR to continue moving forward. So we're going to go back to them and acknowledge that we have more to so they're not going and doing work unpaid.
Right. And Allison, I think, has confirmation from the state that they have some money that they squirreled away someplace that we will be able to access to get them to finish their work so that we can get this application in.
Okay.
Anything else on the director's update? Oh, we don't have anyone from the public for comment. Other items, other business, annual meeting.
Tina or Jen, do you want to talk about what you've been doing around the annual meeting, which is in September? What you're planning?
October.
October, I'm sorry. Usually September.
Yeah. So we set the date for the annual meeting. It's October 9th. It will be at the Orleans Country Club. Jen, Lorna, and I actually went and met with one of the employees up there the other day. Went over the space, kind of went over options for food, drinks. What else did we go over?
Layout.
We've asked Governor Scott if he would be the guest speaker. He never confirms until almost 2 weeks before the event. So fingers crossed.
So Marty, we'll be looking for you to fill in if you didn't show.
Right. Well, maybe he won't be quite so busy. It's not an election year, so maybe he can come.
And just an FYI, at our June meeting, which will be in Newport for the full board, our guest speaker there is going to be Charlie Nardozzi from the gardening
Oh, great.
Republic. So please bring your gardening questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the date of that meeting?
June 19th.
That'd be nice.
The one of the questions that has come up with the annual meeting is it's our 75th, and Dave has seen different planning commissions, right, that we've looked at.
Yeah, it's similar organizations to ours. They do it more of like an informal social gathering as opposed to a sit down dinner like we've done in the past with full board meetings. So.
So I guess Dave's question, right, to the executive committee meeting, when we had originally started thinking of this, we were going to do more of a social meeting with heavy hors d'oeuvres. And then when we came back, Dave made the comment that maybe we wanted to have a meal.
I think we should. I wanted to get the board's preference. Do
Yeah,
you
to
want
see what your thoughts were.
to? Yeah.
What time is it that we're of day?
And we said
Is it four?
4:30, 4:30 to 6:30.
It, yeah, I think it's
It's a little
earlier.
bit earlier than normal. I did have that. Do you want me to grab that?
And then we told them 4 to 8, just as
yeah.
As
Well, I knew I needed I needed extra time.
Still
I can address.
flexible. So we told them we asked for 4 to 8 p.m. So I think there's still some flexibility in setting the exact time. So if there's any preference on that from the board as well.
If you do
Again,
informal,
this is up at the
how
east.
will you get it organized to conduct business?
Yeah, Carly had a question.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I was just curious, is this up at the east side again or
Orleans Country Club.
oh, Orleans Club. That's right. Yeah. Well,
What's the
just to
difference?
say that was just to say that Memphremagog Watershed Association, 2 weeks ago we had a meeting and east side did heavy hors d'oeuvres, and it was like a meal almost just in having hors d'oeuvres. It was that worked out really well.
Okay, that's good feedback. What's the difference in price?
I haven't gotten the price listings from her yet. The idea, I think, more of doing the hors d'oeuvres is it's going to allow, like was just stated, it's going to allow for more options for the hors d'oeuvres than just a few choices, a few choices for your meal. You'll be able to have more options.
So who's our goal to come to it if we're so if we're celebrating 75th, I'm just trying to think of like
We're
the
just, we're going
any.
back. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going back to the inviting the businesses in that. So
Our
board members and then area businesses.
regional partners,
Yeah.
Vita, some of the banks, things like
Like
that.
we like we did before COVID.
Okay. I'm just thinking how successful the chamber event was with a lunch for business people to come. Just thinking about business people. End of the day or lunch would probably either of those would work. If you go to the dinner time, sometimes it I think it's harder for businesses who've worked all day, but
Right.
sounds like you're thinking about the earlier in the day at 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lunch at Linden State was very successful. That was a really great event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds
I'm
like
I prefer to do the hors
the
d'oeuvres myself, but
earlier.
And the earlier.
Do you remember that paper that I
yeah.
Did you get that, Jen? Hors d'oeuvres?
yep.
Yep.
With the like the breakdown. I
Been
think
earlier. I
we say
like that a lot.
Thanks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have it on my
Isn't
computer.
it terrible? As we get older, I just don't want to be out at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's easier just not to go home and come back out, I think, too. But yeah.
Yeah.
Think at our one of our last meetings, I had done up kind of like a mock-up of the agenda announcement of the board meeting, the annual meeting. And I think at that time I had done a 4:30 to 6:30 time frame. And I can find it. I didn't find it real quick when I went and looked at my computer. but I can find it and share it with
That
everybody.
sounds like that's what's going to be a bit. It's okay in
Okay.
this group. Yeah.
I know a few years ago, I think some of us were there, NCIC did a really great event for, and they showcased their businesses on, they had done recordings of their businesses telling their stories, and then that played. So I'm just thinking out loud and don't want to, you know, but is there an opportunity to really showcase the work that NVDA has done and in more of a visual way during this event?
Yeah, I think we talked about a rolling PowerPoint thing, but I've seen NCIC's meetings before where they did have the in-person kind of comments and interviews.
Yeah.
And I had actually thought about that for talking to some of the board members who have been here with us for quite a number of years. What has been your experience with NVDA over your time, you know?
That might be nice to add in. Yeah.
Yeah. If we could, if you know of a firm that does that kind of work, Cynthia, I would appreciate hearing about it.
KATV.
It's pretty easy to pull it together now with Canva, even. I just did one for my aunt's funeral. It was pretty easy
Okay.
to make it. I think it can even be done in-house if you wanted to, but probably the college or even the high school might have a program. LI might have a program there. The kids would be able to probably be more talented at doing it than us. But speaking for myself.
We were going to fit it into our schedule, which we've done in the past, but then it usually comes down to like time crunch at like we're leaving for the meeting in 2 hours and I'm still putting slides together.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, this is a on you can actually do videos and you can put it and then pictures actually can play and there's lots going on that you can make it happen in Canva pretty
That might
easily.
be a good Carter uses Canva quite a bit.
Miss Mark.
So, huh?
Miss Mark.
Yes, Miss Mark.
All right. Thank you.
She's
I've
funny.
had kids from the college do videos for me, and yeah, it's they need they appreciate the opportunity, and you know, it's pretty good. If you're going to have people speak, though, my suggestion would be to give them outlines of the things that they might talk about,
Right.
so that you know, you don't just get a microphone stuck in your face.
Right.
And
here, dance.
Yeah,
No, put them at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Great.
Anything?
Oh,
Yeah,
there's
last
you.
cat here. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Yes. Thank you all very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing
June.
you in person one day soon.
June.
I stood beside the road and
Right.
by the post office, but you didn't drive by.
Oh. No, we'll be there June 19th. At least I plan to.
Me too.
Have a good
Okay.
evening.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye. I have a question that's not on here. Have we adjourned?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.